Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. You're now tuned in to T-Sizzle Radio. And tonight we're talking about our New Year's resolutions. We're talking about what we want to see in 2010, our goals. And we're also talking about the biggest news stories that happened in 2009 and just basically giving our thoughts and opinions. And we're also talking about the trends that we do not want to see happen in 2010. There's just certain trends that we need to just leave them in 2009. So we're going to be talking about a lot in the next hour. So first and foremost, one of the biggest news stories that hit in 2009, at the beginning of 2009, was basically once President Obama got into the presidency. Everybody was all happy, and it was all over the news, and it was like the biggest thing that happened since sliced bread. So I wanted to get y'all's input on how you felt around that time when that happened. And my hosts are on the line. I have Marty J. and I have Alex on the line. So go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hello, radio people.
What's up, everybody? This is Alex. Hope everyone having a great evening.
All right. So now when you guys heard about Obama getting the presidency and everything and winning, how did that make you feel at the end of the 2009? Because I know everybody was happy. I was ecstatic.
Yeah, I was happy. I know when I went to vote, I was a little scared. I was looking around like, okay, I'm the only African-American in here, but hey, gotta love Monroe.
You said this is when you went to go vote?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir. I was like, okay. And I had my son with me. I'm like, all right. You know, he's an infant here. Let's get this over with. I mean, I promise you, me and him were the only two black faces up in there.
But it's like that was like the first time you really saw everyone come together as like a nation to like go out there and vote for him. Like people came out in droves, like people that you wouldn't even think would vote, who are not into politics, who didn't care, came out to vote for Obama. So that was like impressive.
Yeah, and it surprises me sometimes, like when I'm riding down the street and you know how you see Obama stickers and, you know, bumper stickers and stuff. I don't know, it's just a habit. I always like to look in the car and be like, okay, now who is that in the car?
Exactly.
It'd be all,
and you know,
all ethnicities.
Exactly. So, Marty, so when you, when the whole Obama, you know, infatuation, that's what I call it, you know, we were so infatuated with him at the time, how did you feel, you know, in early 09 with the whole Obama thing?
I felt good about it. It was definitely a good thing. But me, I was just like, okay, everybody's feeling good about him being in the presidency now, but let's see what happens in 6 months. And now we're in December, and you see all these coverages and, you know, everybody's trying to knock his administration, and they're not still realizing that he still has a lot to clean up. He's not doing, he's really not doing what he wants to do right now because he's too busy cleaning up from the past 8 years. And I just feel like a lot of critics are out there trying to knock his presidency, and it's barely been a year.
I definitely agree with you on that. And you're right, he does have a lot to clean up. And I think he did make a lot of promises that he either didn't intend to keep or he just couldn't keep. You know, the only thing that I'm just kind of upset with is the troop increase going to Afghanistan. I think that that's wrong because he said he was going to pull all these troops out, and now people are having to go back. And you have a brother who's in Iraq. Am I right, Alex?
Oh, me?
No, Alex does. She has a brother in the military.
And my brother, no, he's not in Iraq anymore. He's done 2 tours, though, and, you know, he could possibly go back again. So, yeah, he's done 2 tours thus far.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel when he announced that he was going to have people go back?
I mean, I didn't feel it was right, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You can't change it, you know, so you just got to keep doing what you're doing, just pray on it and keep it moving. That's all you can do, really.
I feel you on that. But, you know, like I said, you know, I think a lot of people, one thing I will say with the whole election this past, you know, year or whatever, and him making the presidency, I mean, it was unprecedented, and that did bring a lot of people together. So that was a really, really good thing because so many people came together, black, white, and otherwise, and, you know, it did. I think it was a good thing. But now, again, we do have to see what he's going to do. But, okay, so now away from Obama, the next big thing that happened after the whole Obama getting his presidency was the whole, I call it the Kriana Gate, because people then treated this whole thing like it, you know, like it's such a, it was a big deal at the time, but now I'm just tired of it. And when I say Kriana Gate, I mean the whole situation with Chris Brown and Rihanna. I for one, am just sick of it. I've made numerous YouTube videos about these two celebrities alone. So how did you guys feel about the whole Rihanna and Chris Brown situation in 09?
I personally got tired of hearing about it, too. My thing is Rihanna got a little bit of cuckoo for Cocoa Puff going on. Song, breaking dishes. She gonna beat. She gonna fight a man tonight. She ain't gonna stop till she see police lights. Man, come on, man. You look for it, you gonna find it. You know, and I believe that. And this is just my personal opinion. I believe what I want to believe, but I believe she threw some hands. And Chris Brown was just like, you know what? You ain't finished sending my car and beat on me, woman. He just go on and push that face on against the window. Bet she won't do it no more.
So wait, that was one of her lyrics in the song.
Yes, sir. Breaking dishes. She was like, You don't remember that song? She breaking dishes up in here all night. She ain't going to stop until she see police lights. She going to fight a man tonight.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. I didn't know that. I'm
not
a fan. I didn't know that. But I definitely feel like it was a two-way street.
Yeah. Was, I mean, I don't condone a man hitting a woman, but women, you got to keep your hands off these men, man. There's only so much that they're going to be able to take. A human is a human. You know, if you don't want it done to you, don't do it to nobody else, and that's just how I feel about it. Bottom line.
Exactly. And that's what I've always
said. If raise up on me, then oh well. You know, you want to pick up, you better be ready for the consequences.
I feel you on that one. That's something I've always stated in my videos, you know, and sometimes people get offended, like, well, it doesn't matter if a woman hits a man, she has no right to hit back. Shit, says who? It's a two-way street, like you said, at the end of the day, we're all human. So, like I always say, everyone needs to keep their hands to themselves, and everybody in the chat room is saying that they're so sick of the whole Rihanna and Chris Brown situation. And I think when the first hit, it was a lot of emotion. You know, I felt really bad, because I'm like, yo, that could be my little sister, that could be my little cousin. You know what I'm saying? Especially when I saw her face. So it's like I felt bad. But then as the details started to come out, it was like, okay. And then then I lost all respect for them when they didn't talk about it, which is cool because that's their privacy. But then don't come out 6 months later when you guys are getting ready to release albums and, you know, now all of a sudden y'all doing all this
yeah.
press. If you want to keep it private, keep that shit between you and Chris. I don't want to hear about it, you know what I'm saying, because none of y'all are giving the full story. Y'all just doing this to sell magazines, and then Chris went on a whole tirade on Twitter cussing everybody out last Saturday because Walmart was blacklisting him and no one could find his albums. So, to me, did they really learn anything, or was this just all about promotion? You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like if y'all really want to help somebody and really want to wake young people's eyes to domestic violence, because domestic violence can happen at any age, then you guys need to get out there and help with the public. Don't just do interviews. Go to battered women's shelters. You know what I'm saying? Talk to young boys about, you know, hitting on women and controlling their anger. Like, there was more I thought they should have did instead of just sitting in front of Diane Sawyer and Robin Robinson and spilling, you know what I'm saying, and then, like, just saying what they wanted to say because all of it was half-truth anyway.
You know, I was always taught there's three sides to every story. There's your side, there's the other person's side, and then there's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And somebody said that Rihanna has a Frankenstein head. I'm going to need you to calm down, right?
What? What is going
Maybe
on
Rihanna
in the chat?
Rihanna got a Frankenstein head. You know they're showing out in the chat room. They always do. They always show out in the chat room, but I love my chatters. And shout out to everybody on the phone lines listening. So I think everybody is just tired of the whole Chris Brown and Rihanna situation. I, for one, I've been tired of it. I think they need to keep it moving. They need to just focus on their music and leave it at that, okay? Thank you. All right, so after that, after the whole Kriana gate, then we had the whole Kanye West situation in 2009. And when I tell you that thing, Twitter almost crashed that day behind Kanye and all his antics or whatever. And he got up on stage at the VMAs. I don't know if y'all watched it live. And basically told Taylor Swift, the little white girl, that Beyonce had the best video of the year of all time. And then he just did a little shrug and walked off the stage. And I had made a video about it because after that, he went on Jay Leno. He apologized, and Jay Leno had the nerve to ask him what would his mother think. And I really honestly felt like that was out of pocket because at the end of the day, he's a grown-ass man. If I do
Wait
something,
a minute.
What? No, that's how I felt, boo. That's how I felt.
No. Jay Leno asked him what his mother would think?
Yeah. You missed that when you
did.
Oh. I'm going to need you to watch my video. You see how my friends do? They don't watch my videos.
I do watch videos. That's how I seen how you bumped your knee in the last one. But it wasn't going to do
And I'm going to drop the laptop. Jay Leno asked him, did you hear about that when Jay Leno asked him on his show?
No, but Jay Leno would have been laying on the floor and I'd have been like, now, let me
Thank
talk
you.
About what you said about that.
Mm-hmm. And it's so funny. Exactly, and I guess me and my friends had the same mentality because people on YouTube was mad at me like, oh, Jay Leno has the right to ask that, and then that's when I was getting called all types of nigger bitches, which is okay. I'm used to it now, you know what I'm saying? I'm outspoken. But it's like, people disagreed with me, but I really felt like, one, it was racist, and two, it wasn't right. If I do something, don't you dare bring my mother up in shit. You ask me as an adult, you know what I'm saying, T, why did you do this, this, and that? Then I can speak for myself, but how dare you bring up my deceased mother? You get what I'm saying? So Kanye was a punk for not checking Jay Leno. You want to sit up here and, you know, clown this white girl or whatever and get up on stage, but then you can't stand up to him like a grown man? So I lost respect for Kanye in that form because he didn't stick up for his mom. You know, I really feel like Jay Leno went too far. People didn't agree with me when I made my video. I had to take the video down because I got so much hate behind the video.
Damn.
I'm like, y'all mad at me because I don't agree with Jay Leno? Are you serious? So I took the video down because it ended up being a whole race debate, and that wasn't the point of the video, but I just felt like Jay Leno was out of pocket, point blank, period. And I'm glad to see that y'all agree with me in the chat room. I didn't agree with it. Kanye was wrong. Don't get me wrong. He was wrong, but at the end of the day, let's keep it real. The shit to me looks staged. It just looks staged. Okay. And at the end of the day, when you look at the iTunes reports and you look at the record sales for that week, Kanye's album sold so many copies, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Jay-Z, their whole camp made so much money off of that publicity. So my thing is, why is anybody shocked? Kanye got up, you know, during Hurricane Katrina and said Bush doesn't care about black people. His mother was alive then, so why are we shocked that he would get up here and do this on stage? Who gives a damn, next? Like, people made it such, like, a huge deal. Like, it was crazy.
My thing about that, you know, with everybody, you know, getting upset with your video, okay, everybody has their rights to their opinions. It's like an asshole. Everybody got one. Keep it moving, next.
Thank you, ma'am. That's what I try to say. Well, y'all have to be all types of extra, you know what I'm saying, and words, and, you know, I'm just a stupid bitch. I don't know what I'm talking. It was crazy. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, people is really lucky that there's this computer screen behind us, because I'm like, I didn't do nothing but say my opinion. Why I got to be all this extra stuff? But you know, it is what it is. That's YouTube. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people turned it into a whole racist thing, a racial thing, and it wasn't about race. I don't care if Taylor Swift was a little black girl. I feel that Kanye probably would have did it anyway, because his ass was drunk. He had been drinking on Hennessy all night. You know what I'm saying? And he's so big, you know, he's so on Jay-Z's nuts. He wants to, you know, put the rock out there. So I feel like he would have did it regardless of who was up there. Maybe not like if
that
it was
man,
like a 50 Cent,
that man got
but another female.
Spoke the truth.
Huh?
Black, white. After that man got up there and spoke the truth, who gives a damn if you're black, white, purple, blue, green, yellow, orange? Shit, he got up there and spoke the damn truth. Moving right along. People kill me, man. I can't stand folk, man. That's why I'm going to barricade myself in my house. I can't stand people. People get on my nerves.
Don't barricade yourself in there.
Okay, JT's in the chat room. He said that he feels like the whole thing was staged. Sel Red says that Kanye is already known for being outspoken. You know, let me see who else is saying stuff. Oh, no, yeah, Draco, I took the video down. That's when I made that video called You're Not the Boss of Me. If you go and watch my video called You're Not the Boss of Me, that was me addressing all the ignorant people who came on my video trying to tell me what I could and couldn't talk about. I had to check everybody because I was real upset because I'm like, you know, this is strictly my opinion. If you don't agree with this, then, hey, it is what it is, but why you got to come at me racially? You know what I'm saying? So that, if you check out that video, I talk about it, but I took down the Kanye video. I took that down. Okay, we got a caller calling in. Let me go ahead and let them in. Area code 863.
What's up, lovely?
Hey, what's going on?
not much. You got off work.
Okay, so for the people who don't know you, introduce yourself.
How y'all doing out there, world? This is Elijah. Caller from the 863. Yeah.
I know that's right. So what do you think of the show? What do you think about, you know, the stuff that happened in 09 so far? Right now we're talking about Kanye.
Oh, Kanye, I think that was bold, because I think that was some, like, rapper or something like that. That was, like, you know, thuggish or whatever. I think they would have really approached him on that. But I don't think it is as big as everybody say it is. I mean, he just has something to say. I mean, he shouldn't have gave him the mic. It ain't like he snatched the mic out of hand or nothing like that. So I don't know. It ain't really as big as everybody say it is. Just let the man go. Let him make music, you know. Ain't really that big.
And at the end of the day, like I said, they all sold records behind it. Everybody got paid behind it. You know what I'm saying? To me, it honestly, when I look back on it, everything just looks staged to me. But, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's Kanye. Nobody should be shot. Taylor Swift ain't, you know, her pockets ain't hurting.
Yeah.
She was still buying her album. So, you know. So what did you think of the whole, what was I going to say? The whole Rihanna and Chris situation? We just talked about that when that first hit.
Chris and Rihanna. Oh, like I said before, Chris is paying his dues. Rihanna's getting money, way more money now. Let it go. Hook the brother up. The boy has a lot of talent. Do not let that talent go to waste, because he can make anybody's brand still get uppity, like the bubblegum commercial. Everybody buying that bubblegum now just because Chris Brown was breaking it down on a commercial. Don't stop that man from letting you and Huffy Ho getting money. I mean, the boy's still talented. Just because he made one mistake, and he instead of apologizing, he's not a monster. You know, he was actually willing. It wasn't like he went to the judge and was like, look, man, I hit her. You know, maybe she hit me first, trying to act all thuggish and nothing. The man, you know, he's paying his dues. So everybody just need to respect that. He's paying his dues in life. He's living and he's learning. That's all. The boy's still young. Just let
yeah,
the boy go. You know, that is life. You know what I mean? Don't nobody else want to be pent like that. You know, everybody else make mistakes, and don't nobody keep pinning it on them. You keep pinning it on somebody, you try and put that man under depression. For what? He's a young man. ain't even 21 yet. He can't even buy liquor yet. Come on, man. Let the man grow up. He made a mistake. Like one of the interviews she said she hoped he does well and all that, but she just, you know, at the end she was like, well, he just needs to grow up. Well, you should have knew that when y'all first got together. I knew y'all was arguing then. You know what I mean? And for Rihanna, I don't think that it's good to get on TV and make it seem like you didn't do nothing but what you did. If one of them would just tell the truth of how it was, then the whole situation would be over. But everybody's still speculating on their issue, but that's their issue. They had a relationship. They had something going on. They need to fix it. So it's really not anybody else's business, because that's really personal.
Exactly.
Right.
So I'm going to need them to stop parading the shit on TV, because you're right, it's not our business. So, Chris, Rihanna, if you hear this show, stay after the interviews. Just drop your albums. Just do your concerts. That's all we want to hear. Thank you. That's exactly all I want to hear. I don't want to hear no more interviews. So, moving right along, I want to ask my co-host here. Basically, the next big thing in 2009 was the whole Michael Jackson death. And I'm sure everyone remembers where they were at the time of day when they found out that Michael Jackson died. Now, let me tell y'all what was going on with me. I was going to go pick up my son. He had been spending the night at a friend's house. And I was on Twitter, and I remember people were saying stuff when I was leaving work about Michael Jackson was in the hospital. Because earlier that day, Farrah Fawcett had died. And, you know, we're kind of, okay, well, that's that, Charlie's Angel. And then they're saying that Michael Jackson was sick, and TMZ said he possibly had died. And I'm like, oh, no, that can't be true. Then I get to my homegirl's house to go get my son, and it's on the news in Charlotte, and they're like, you know, Michael Jackson is dead. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're, like, screaming, and, ah, Michael Jackson. You know, like, we're, like, freaking out. Her husband's like, I'm going to need y'all to be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were showing out, and the kids are just looking at us like, what's wrong? And, you know, because the kids, they know who Michael Jackson is, but they don't know. You know what I'm saying? They didn't grow up with Michael Jackson the way we did. So it meant a lot to me when he passed away, because I'm like, you know, he made such good music, and he was generally a good person. So where were you guys at when you heard about the whole Michael Jackson death, and what did you guys think about it? Marty?
I was at work. We was on, what was he, on CNN? We was on every news website trying to make sure it was true.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally it was like, damn. Everybody started sending text messages back to back.
Exactly. What about you, Alex?
Yeah, I was at work. Yay, me. Yeah, I was at work, and I got my cousin actually texted me, and she was like, Michael Jackson is dead, and she plays so much. I texted her back. I said, you're so stupid. And she was like, what? No, I'm serious. He just passed away. Turn on the TV, stupid. And I said, no, I'm at work. And she was like, no, seriously, he passed away. And then on my way home, I, you know, was listening to the radio. And, I mean, I just started crying. I mean, you would have thought that it was my uncle or my brother. I just really started crying. Like, I just felt so bad. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I honestly couldn't believe it. I mean, I had to, you know, I was all on Google. I was everywhere because it was all over Facebook and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well,
it was crazy.
True.
It was.
Yeah.
And what was so crazy that day, Twitter actually shut down. Like, the whole site collapsed because everybody was tweeting. Everybody wanted to know what was going on. I mean, he was the number one trending topic. He took up all five topics, point blank. So it was just crazy just to get everybody's emotions, and the celebrities were tweeting. And, you know, I still think that it was a conspiracy. Sorry, I do. And I feel like, you know, there's more to the story. There's no way in hell he was dancing the day before on stage, healthier than most 50-year-olds that I know in the hood, or most 50-year-olds that I know, period. And then the next day he drops dead from Pokeball. You know, I just feel like there's more to the story, but, you know, it's neither here nor there because he's still gone. So it was just really sad. And then I remember watching the funeral. I was at work, and I took my lunch break, jumped on CNN or whatever, whoever was live streaming it, and I watched it. And the whole time we were tweeting back and forth, and the funeral was, like, really, really touching and everything else. So that was good, and it was the first time that we got to see his children, and we got to hear them speak. So I really, really enjoyed it. But it's sad. It's sad to know that he's never going to make any more music. A lot of people in the chat room are saying that they were real sad and they found out about it on TV and things like that. But, yeah, I think it's really, really horrible, the whole thing that happened to him, because, again, he was a great musician, and he's never going to be able to make his music again. So did you guys get a chance to watch the funeral at all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched it. I was supposed to be queuing up, but I was watching it.
I didn't want to watch it. I was like, this is depressing me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on my way back to Charlotte because I was in Connecticut, and they were showing all the people coming in and all the fans outside, but I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw clips afterwards. That was enough for me.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying, some people said that they cried, and others are saying that they didn't, because at the end of the day, he's a human being, which I definitely agree with. Someone else is saying that they fell apart when they saw his daughter speak, and I think that's when a lot of people kind of lost it, or they really felt it, was when his daughter got up there and she stated what she said. Because, you know, I was one of those people who, you know, that's not his child. These kids have blonde hair and blue eyes. Who the hell does Michael Jackson think he's fooling? But at the end of the day, when she spoke, regardless if it was blood or biological adoption, in vitro, however these kids came about, that's the only father that they knew. The only person that they knew in life was Michael Jackson. So it wasn't for me or anybody else to judge their relationship. So it was cool, you know what I'm saying? And I still feel bad about the whole situation, but I definitely feel like there's more to the story. But that was a big news event in 2009, and I think his death is going to be talked about for years to come. That was like our Elvis. But so now the next big thing here that's going on right now as we speak that's just irritating the heck out of me is the whole Tiger Woods situation. First and foremost, I'm going to need any jump off hiding in the woods to not pop out. I mean, we're up to jump off number 14. And I know 2 weeks ago when we did the show about, you know, people having affairs and all that stuff, we were like on jump off number 8. Now we're on jump off number 14. I just think it's just ridiculous. What do you guys think about this whole Tiger Woods fiasco?
Tiger Woods is a mess.
Hot mess.
Just a mess. The girl saved his voicemails. Like, you should have known that was not the hoe for you, because she was about to fuck your whole operation up. You should have just left her alone and kept it moving.
Exactly. And I just feel like, I guess he must have thought he was invincible, he would never get caught. And to me, it's like he was just, you know, picking any old random, you know, chicken head. You know, like any old chicken head chick. Like, you know, I'm going to just mess with her. She's a waitress. I'm going to talk to this bartender over here. I'm going to talk to this gardener over here. You know, he was just picking random women. And it's like, you know, if you're going to be out here just screwing and cheating and you're Tiger Woods, I would think you want to step it up a bit and you want it to be more discreet. You know, but he's starting to lose his endorsement deals. People have lost respect for him because he's also played himself to be this family man, and now everybody's seen that other side of Tiger and seen that he's not really a family man. So what do you think about that, Alex?
He's human. Now I guess everybody's like, oh, he's a black man. Hello. He's been one.
No, but he wasn't claiming black, boo. He was not. He was claiming crab and Asian.
But that's my point. My point is, now you see what you are, my friend, my brother.
Oh, okay.
You see what you are.
Because the white folks, they turn on him really quickly.
Exactly. Exactly. They turn on their own mother for a dollar. Sorry, but they with him. So now he's sitting here like, okay, looking real simple. But my
exactly.
Is, you know, why everybody now want to get on the bandwagon? Why weren't you talking when it first happened? You were all hush-hush, and now everybody else came out. So, okay, let me go ahead and crawl on out, too. I can't stand stuff like that. This whole Tiger Woods thing is really, really aggravating. I'm just so...
Well, I have a confession, and I just hope you guys don't judge me, but I, too, slept
confession?
With Tiger Woods. I just felt like telling y'all that, okay? Me and him had an affair. It was a 3-month affair, me and Tiger, letting y'all know. y'all think he don't like black women? Damn it, he likes lovely tea, okay?
Did you go sit down somewhere?
I mean, I just felt like coming out. You know, I have to confess. I have to just, you know, get it off my chest, okay?
I'm sorry. You're not going to get, they're not going to interview you. You're not going to get a $1 million book deal. It's just not going to happen.
I didn't get no book deal.
No.
That's that nonsense.
No.
That's that nonsense.
In the, It ain't no more room on the shelf for your book. Sorry.
You know what they probably going to do? They probably going to put all those chicks, all 14 of them, on a VH1 love special so they can find themselves a real man.
And they put it right behind that thing that was on I Love New York in his mama basement. Air it right behind that.
And you know what's so funny? Guardian X said in the chat room that these women, you know what I'm saying, seem so proud to be with a married man. And you're so right about that. That's because a lot of women nowadays have no respect for themselves. So why would they respect somebody else's marriage? You get what I'm saying? If you have no respect for yourself and you're willing to sleep with a married man, they're not, you know what I'm saying, they're not going to have respect for that wife. And I'm not understanding why the media is treating these damn whores, because that's exactly what they are, like celebrities and victims. You know, they were interviewing the one bride, and she's sitting here in tears, and I feel bad for his wife, and I know what I did was wrong, but, you know, he was telling me this, this, and that. Why are we interviewing these people and putting these damn whores on a pedestal? They need to be ashamed of themselves. They should not be getting book deals. They should not be getting any airtime. You're a jump-off. Stay in a jump-off place. Point blank, period. I'm tired of seeing all of them. I'm tired. For real, man. I'm like, if I see one more jump-off getting interviewed, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is, like, a good thing. Like, it's basically making it look to, you know, to the younger girls like it's okay. It's not a big deal. You can get your money, you know what I'm saying, get paid by sleeping with a celebrity, being a side chick. I think it's crazy. I really do.
What about the one she said she didn't know who Tiger Woods really was?
Child boo.
I thought I was going to cry when I saw that.
Well, that just says a lot about her.
I didn't know who he was, and I just met him, and the bitch, you don't know who Tiger Woods is? Are you serious?
Like you said earlier, I find it funny because he just swore up and down that he was cabin Asian and didn't want to have nothing to do with black folks, and you know, it's like everybody's just turning on him now. He really ain't got nowhere to run. So I don't know, but I know this past summer, I know a few people who met him at the little golf thing. They said he was very arrogant. He refused to talk to people. He refused to talk to the children. So I just think that's just his attitude. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. I'm going to take another call. I have somebody calling in. Area code 414. 414, you're on the air.
Hey, T, I'm a big fan of the show. You like a big sister in my head. This is John. I thought y'all was going to call in today.
Oh, hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Good, how you doing, Ma?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. But I just want to say, you know, the whole thing, it's kind of getting irritated because it's like on every magazine cover. They're always talking about it. Like, I know my sister was telling me, they were saying, like, do they think he's going to commit suicide? And then Rush Limbaugh comparing it to Obama. And it's just a whole lot of things that they, you know, that they saying that it's starting to kind of piss me off because I feel like they're doing it because he's black, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just real irritating.
So you feel like they're, like, really digging into it because he's a black dude?
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, half of the men of elite positions are in the affair. Probably the people hosting the show, husbands or the men hosting are in the affair. So it's like, why are you trying to bring up somebody else's? You know what I'm saying? My dad, you know, has side women, so it's not a good
mm-hmm.
thing, but, yeah, it happens, you know?
Exactly. I mean, it is what it is. But I just, you know, I guess I'm just to the point, like, why is this frontline news?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm
it's,
saying? Like, he did it. That's between him and his wife.
Local news, national news, like, entertainment. It's starting to get ridiculous. And it's just, like, it's more and more every day. And it's like, how much can we, you know, take of this stuff?
Exactly. It's like another jump off comes out the woods. Like,
right.
Every other week, it's like somebody
right.
new.
Right.
That's the funny part. You know what I'm saying? So what do you think about the show so far? Are there any? The next thing I want to talk about after the whole Tiger thing is basically what trends in 2009, like just different things. It could be fashion, music. What are some of the trends that you do not want to see in 2010? And I'm gonna start by saying this: I do not want to see any more grown men in skinny jeans. Skinny. If you're over the age of 25, you have no business wearing skinny jeans.
I did a video about it.
Huh?
No, I was saying I did a video about that because I had like a YouTube channel, but then I closed it because now I'm doing like another one where I'm just singing on it or whatever. But I did a video about that and I got like a whole lot of, like, there's a lot of people, because my opinion is you can wear whatever you want. Like, I'm too tall. I'm 6'2". You know, I'm a bigger guy. But I wouldn't wear them, but if a guy decides to wear them, like, I wouldn't really care. But it was like this thing on World Star Hip Hop, and it was kind of annoying because there's these guys in Atlanta. And, you know, Atlanta is like a place where, you know, there's a lot of stuff that they say about Atlanta or whatever, but they were going out asking, like, do you think skinny jeans is gay? And it's like, whatever, you know what I'm saying, your opinions about another man.
Oh, you talking about that video? It was called Swag or Fag?
Yeah.
You talking about that video? And I'm not trying to offend anybody. I know I love the gay guys, but that's what the video was called. And they was going around basically asking guys in Atlanta who were wearing skinny jeans, is that swag or fag? Which I thought was kind of rude because it's like, how you know, you don't know me. How are you going to come up to me and just say something like that? But they was interviewing people. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I was on World Star Hip Hop.
And they actually commented on my video and was like, you know, trying to talk crazy. But I'm just like, I'm just saying in my opinion, like, people can do whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, so what? You know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
One of the trends I would want to be done with is the, you know, the whole auto-tune thing. Like, it's starting to get kind of annoying. Like, if your voice can't match, nobody's trying to hit you, shouldn't be singing them.
I know that's right. You are so right about that. The death of auto-tune. I don't think Jay-Z killed it, but I hope it's not big in 2010 because it's like not everybody's using it. People who can sing are using it. People who can't sing are using it. You know, like whatever they can do to, you know, to alter their voice instead of just, you know, just singing with their natural voice. It's like everything is just becoming really, really robotic and irritating. So, yeah, I, for one, I'm really tired of the whole auto-tune thing. But so what other trends? What trends do you want to see die, Alex?
Well, where do I start? I don't know, T. I don't know, girl. I mean, I'm with the guy that was just speaking. I mean, I guess to each his own, man. So many things you wanted to see just go somewhere and it just don't. Somebody always bring it back out in the woodwork. So I think skinny jeans gonna come back bigger and badder in 2010. Be honest with you, they probably gonna start wearing the colorful kind with the sparkles in them. Who knows?
Girl, they already doing that. I thought you knew.
No, I haven't.
I mean, it's funny because
I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, it's funny because I was going to I was going to Rue 21 like 2 weeks ago when my niece and I were up here visiting. So we going up in there and we see this group of dudes. Now they were still in high school. But they was like, you know, like some little cute little boys. And the boy had on some, when I said it was some dark purple skinny jeans, and they were stiff, like the long ones. And I'm like, hold up. Come back. Come over here. Come on. So he walked back over to me. I said, where did you get your jeans from? And he was like, oh, he got them from Wet Seal. I'm like, what? And it felt weird. Like I had to ask the dude where he got his jeans from. But them jeans, when I said it was hot, they was a dark purple material. They were real, real nice. And he had the little purple hat to go with it. You know, like you said, to each his own. But this dude was about 6 foot, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like you seen like his boxers hanging out and everything else. He had on the small fit, the shirt. He looked like he could have been part of the New Boys, basically is what I'm trying to say. You know, so it's like I understand the whole, you know, the whole swag, whatever. But part of me just feels like I just feel like skinny jeans are just like, you know, damn it, I wear skinny jeans. I don't want to share jeans with my man. That's how I feel about it. Let me just keep it real. I don't want to share jeans with a man. I don't want to buy a pair of skinnies and I turn around and you wearing them.
Well, all I gotta say on that is, you know, if you're gonna wear these skinny jeans, please let your foot not be a size 14. I'm so sick of seeing these skinny jeans with these big feet hanging out the bottom of them. I'm so sick and tired of it. I just gotta put that out there. Please do not have a size 14 foot. Thank you.
Marty J, what trends do you want to see die in 09, see left in 09?
I don't know. I'm reading the chat room. They're bugging out. No more drama.
I didn't hear him talking about all these fake wannabe Little Kim rappers. And Dre, he must be talking about Nicki Minaj. I'm tired of her, too. He was talking about the whole vampire thing. They're tired. They want Lady Gaga to go. I agree. I'm not a fan of Lady Gaga. I don't know what she's about, but I'm not feeling what she's doing with the whole blood thing that she did on MTV. That turned me away from her. T, people are talking about Kim from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. They don't want to see her on next season's Real Housewives. I heard that they're going to get rid of Kim and they're getting rid of Nene, if you haven't heard that. So both of them got the axe. So now they're trying to figure out their replacements. They were thinking about using Tamika Raymond, but a lot of the cast didn't get along with her, so they decided at the last minute not to use her. So what do y'all think about the whole Real Housewives situation? I don't care one way or another.
I don't either, man. I really don't. But just don't be tardy for the party. Oh,
And that was done using, like, strictly auto-tune. That's what had me cracking up, is that that was strictly auto-tune. You know, and that was just basically, like somebody said in the chat room, subreddit saying it was just gimmicks and promotion. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else said that Lisa is sexy. Yes, Lisa, I think, is very pretty, but she's kind of weird and conniving to me. But she is a beautiful lady. I just want her to show her kids on the show. I'm not understanding why she has three children, but she only talks about that one baby. I'm going to need you to talk about the kids if you have with Keith Sweat. I'm not feeling that. Yeah.
I was shocked when I read that in the magazine. I was shocked. I was like, are you serious? She has more than one child? Where are the rest of them? Like, what? Where the hell are they at during all this damn taping? What the hell, you got them banned downstairs in the freaking basement? I mean, come, where the hell are they at? How do those other kids feel, you know?
Exactly. But I think part of it is that Keith does not want them on the show. You know what I'm saying? He's a really good father from everything I've heard. So he doesn't want them on the show. He doesn't want them having anything to do with that. So I think that's part of the reason why they're not on the show, which I can understand that, but that's not, you know, you could still talk about your kids. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even if you don't put them on the show physically, you can still say, I have, you know, three boys. She looks damn good for having three kids. But I don't understand why she only mentions the baby. Like, I don't understand that. Another thing, Guardian X said that he doesn't want to see any more reality shows, period. And I agree. The reality shows are becoming a bit much. There's a few that I like, but now it's almost like everybody's trying to outdo everyone else. You know what I'm saying? Like, even this season, y'all know I'm a big fan of the Bad Girls Club. Like, I really like season 2 and 3, but this season, season 4, whatever, they're just, like, over the top. The one girl is just loud and irritating. I'm not even getting into the show this season because it's just, like, it's just too much. A lot of these reality shows, everybody's just trying to outdo each other. How do you guys feel about the whole reality show situation? Like, do y'all think they need to just cease?
Yeah, I'm getting sick of it, and I need Ray J to sit down.
I'm going to need him, New York, and Flavor to find somebody to fall in love with and quit doing shows. And Ray J, you know what I'm saying, he can find anybody. He's just doing it for publicity. He's not no ugly dude. He can sing. He has himself together. His shows, I can't get into the I watched the first Ray J show, but I can't get into the second one. Anybody who comes out with more than one show, I never get into the second episode. What you think about it, Marty?
I don't watch reality shows. I watch crying shows.
Like what, CSI?
CSI and Forensic Files. So if
first
I ever get 48? In trouble,
I watch the first
48.
That's my show. Yeah, so if I ever get in trouble, y'all know to find me in Canada.
Don't tell all your secrets, Marty. Don't tell all your damn secrets, man.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, it's crazy with all these shows and all these crazy trends. Like, I'm tired of the whole fake rapper thing, too. Everybody trying to be a rapper or a singer.
Not only that, I tell you what the hell I'm tired of, and I want it to stay in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody going to jail. Can you stay out of jail?
Thank you, ma'am.
Damn artist. Can you stay out the hell jail? Like, gosh darn, man. Ain't it enough damn folk in jail? What the hell you going folk to? And then it's all over stupid stuff.
Exactly. You got, who is that? Lil Bootsy. His ass is about to do, what, 10 years? 10 years in prison.
Yep.
T.I. got a year. He's an ex-felon and got a year. Don't ask me how he did it, but he got a year. Lil Wayne is looking at a year for his gun charge. Okay, all these people got a year. I want to know who the hell Bootsy's lawyer was. How you get 10, everybody else getting a year? I'd be really, really upset, but you're right about that, though. They need to stop going to jail. It's not cute. Oh, yeah, Gucci Man, don't let me forget. And then all these little free Gucci Man T-shirts, people need to stop it. If you do the crime, just do your time. We don't need to free nobody. Because if I did some dirt and I went to jail, y'all would not be talking about free lovely tea. Keep that real. I would walk around with a free-flowing T-shirt with my girl. That's it.
I would. I'd be like, give us free.
It's too many rappers in jail. It's ridiculous, man. Like, you're right. You got money. You got fame. You got success. You got a lot of stuff that people want and people envy, and people are not, you know, appreciating it. And they still going in and out of jail, carrying guns and everything else, and it really doesn't make any sense. And I have a call
yeah.
Coming through. I'm going to go ahead and let them in, area code 803. 803 on the line, please state your name.
This is Denise.
Hey, Denise. How you doing?
Hi, T. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
You enjoying the show so far?
So far, I am.
That's good. What you got to add?
I was just listening. I mean, I'm just absorbing what's going on. Not much to add right now.
Okay. So what do you think, like, what trends do you not want to see in 2010? What trends are you tired of seeing in 2009?
Well, I think the skinny jeans, I agree with that. Yeah.
Anything else?
No, nothing that I can think of right now.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I appreciate you calling in.
No problem. Can I chime in on the reality shows?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
I'm done with the reality shows. I am done. it started with American Idol and then Flavor Flav, I Love New York, all of that, you know, and now even the Jacksons are trying to come up with a reality show. So,
girl, I about lost my mind when I seen that mess. I took that to Twitter. And I asked you, I said, is anybody else disturbed with the Jackson brothers having a reality show? Like, why all of a sudden after Michael's dead, y'all want to come out with a reality show?
Exactly. They got to keep the finances coming in some way. So, anyway, but, yeah, I'm done with the reality shows. So.
Exactly. It's getting ridiculous. Have y'all seen the Jackson Brothers reality show on A&E?
No.
Alex, you seen it, Marty?
I've seen it, and I'm like, is his hair painted on? Is it glued on?
That was my question.
And
that
then
was my question.
One of them was acting like he wiped his mouth off or something when he kissed his wife. I'm like, huh? He said, what? He wiped his mouth off after he kissed his wife.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't figure that one out. So I'm just sitting here. I just nicely turned. I couldn't even get into it. I really just couldn't.
I didn't even plan on watching it.
I watched it for journalistic purposes. I watched it, and it was just like, I mean, after a while, I just had to turn it off because it was corny. You have these grown men in their 50s and 60s crying to their mom, whining about, you know, who sings the lead, and, you know, and I'm just like, don't none of y'all got nothing on MJ. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just thought it was just kind of really, really ridiculous, and then they went back to Gary, Indiana, back to their hometown or whatever. And I've been to GI. You know, Gary's really, really poor. It's run down. There's a lot of crime and stuff. And it's just like, you know, have y'all been back? Because the one guy even made a comment that he hadn't been back in years. So I'm like, why are you not going back now that you have a reality show? If you're going to do something for GI, y'all could have been doing something for GI. You know, they have so much money. And to see how destitute Gary, Indiana is, it's just sad. And it's like they don't give back to Gary, Indiana. I have people out there who live in GI. So I just, you know, I wasn't feeling it when they went back to Gary, Indiana for the show. I thought that was really fake.
Mm-hmm. That's like when everybody, when Hurricane Katrina hit Louisiana. You ain't been back into Louisiana in how long? And then, oh, Louisiana. Okay, man, sit down. I guess it's just human nature. I don't know, honey. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a trip. Is somebody going to say something?
I thought somebody was just trying to say something.
Yeah, I am tired of these reality shows, and I'm tired of, like, the celebrity singers getting these shows. It's almost like before, and I remember back when reality shows first came out, it was about regular people like me and you, and we went on, like, shows like The Real World and what is that, Big Brother and stuff. But now it's like celebrities are giving reality shows. And that to me right there is like it's nauseating and it's tiresome. Monica has a show out now. Master P has a reality show. You know that we all know about Frankie and Nessie. I mean, and Master P's reality show, that was just garbage. I haven't seen it in a while. I don't know if they took it off the air or what. I remember Chris had a reality show. It's just like everybody has a reality show. So I don't know if it's for, like, you know, celebrities who are washed up, whose careers are going nowhere. It's almost like they end up turning to these reality shows. But sometimes they help the celebrities, but 9 times out of 10, I feel like it ends up hurting them because they end up showing stuff that they don't want to show. Like with Keisha Cole, I'm a big fan of hers, but her family, you know what I'm saying, reflects her. So that turned a lot of people away from Keisha because of how her sisters and her mother act.
No, no, no. That's not a reflection of her. No. Keisha is Keisha. Nessie is Nessie.
Somebody likes Keisha Cole. Somebody likes Keisha.
I mean, Keisha is Keisha, but at the end of the day, people are still, when they think of Keisha, they think of Nessie and Dan Frankie. Keep it real. When you think of Keisha Cole, the first thing that pops in your head is Nessie.
We need to stop doing that. We need to stop doing that because, you know, Keisha's not a drug addict and an alcoholic and all that good stuff. People need to stop doing that.
Her
reality show helped her career.
You said her reality show is about her career?
It helped her career.
Yeah, it did in a way. I think it did when it first came out, like the first 2 seasons. I think it really did.
They went overboard.
And near the end, they just went overboard when they were showing more of Frankie's issues and more of Nephi's baby daddy issues. And then it got to the point where they weren't even showing Keisha. There were like episodes where there was no Keisha at all. It was just strictly Frankie and Nephi. Then they ended up doing that spinoff. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
when they were focused on Keisha and her career and her touring and all that, I loved it. I loved the show because to me, Keisha is really real. You know what I'm saying? And she's been through so much. So I really did enjoy her show, but I don't enjoy her sister or her mother's show. Sorry. I'm not a fan of either of them, but I do like Keisha, though. And I heard Elite is having a show out, which is Keisha's other sister, the younger one, the one that looks just like Nessie. She has a reality show coming out with her hairstylist. I'm not sure what it's going to be about, but yeah. And then the chat room is talking about Tiny and Toya. Now, honestly, that show to me was okay. But out of everybody on Tiny and Toya, I really liked Tiny's mother. I really liked her mom. I thought her mom was just like a real cool Southern lady, and they were really about family. I'm mad because somebody said that Tiny's mouth distracted them from watching the show. why are they showing up tonight in the chat room?
Tiny needs to fix that.
But, okay, what if that's just her mouth? Can that just be her
mouth?
Can that just be
her
mouth?
Nose. It's her mouth or her nose. Like, it's all this weird and big and out of shape and just it's
but you know what?
Scary.
Okay, and this goes to the people in the chat room. I notice people talk so much mess about Tiny's nose and her mouth. But, okay, yeah, she has the money to get plastic surgery, but obviously she's comfortable in her
skin.
Did
it? No.
So can we keep her possibly uncomfortable in her skin?
She did the plastic surgery. That's the problem.
Is that what it is?
She did too much. Like, why would you do that to your face?
But she didn't do her nose, though. Everybody says that she needs a nose job.
No, she did her nose. Somebody did her nose because her nose didn't look like that when she was with Escape.
Yes, the hell it did. That damn Bozo the Clown knows just the hell it is.
He's stupid as hell.
I'm just saying, that damn nose ain't changed one bit.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, it looked like the same nose from Escape.
It is. It is.
They are showing out in the chat room talking about Tiny. Right.
Put on a few more pounds. And added a couple more years onto her age. That's about all she done. But that nose ain't changed.
So what did y'all feel about Toya? We got about 5 minutes left of the show. What did y'all feel about Toya on the show?
I liked her.
I think Toya's been through a lot.
Yeah.
They just said that Tiny's nose looks like a bell pepper. Y'all stop. Y'all a mess. Y'all is a mess. But, yeah, I liked Toya on the show. I felt like Toya you know, she's been through a lot, and she was honest about her relationship with Wayne. Oh, yeah, this is what else I'm going to need to stop in 2010. I need people, ladies, stop getting pregnant by Lil Wayne. I'm going to need Lil Wayne to have no children in 2010 because he's had two children this year, and then the other baby he had with the Asian girl is just now turning a year. So that's the trend I need to stop. What do y'all think about Lil Wayne and all these babies that he keeps having?
Hey, you're not going to have no money for retirement.
Exactly. Huh? But if you could support him, have him. But make sure you do your money right, honey, because it don't last always.
It don't. And then it's hard, you know what I'm saying, when you have all these kids by different people living in different states and different places. How can you show them all the same love and attention? You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like it kind of sets a bad trend where it looks like it's okay to be out here having 3, 4, and 5 baby mothers and having kids. You know, I mean, the child he has with Lauren London and the other child he had with Nivea, they're 2 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, welcome to the real world.
Getting paid now.
Yeah, he about to do that year, though, which is crazy. But, yeah, he about to do that year. But, yeah, they're talking about Lil Wayne. And Guardian X says that ladies love thugs. Yes, yeah, some people do. That's the truth. Some people do. And Lil Wayne just has that persona, I guess. So people like to just, you know, get knocked up by him, I guess. Lil Wayne has, he just had 3 sons. His only daughter is Regine. He has 3 sons now. So, yeah. Every last child he's had recently has been a boy. So, we'll see them 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they won't follow in his footsteps. So, you know, maybe get married first. Who knows? Wishful thinking? Who knows? And then other people are saying, what about the women? They should have used birth control or used some condoms. Which is true. It's definitely a two-way street. It definitely is, because he didn't get them pregnant by himself. So, I mean, my thing is, obviously nobody was using anything. So I guess my whole thing is, they're lucky that's all it was a pregnancy. It could have been AIDS. It could have been anything. I mean, that's how I look at stuff, being that nobody was using anything whatsoever for all these women to be pregnant by him. So that's another thing people really need to think about. You know what I'm saying? Shit out here is real. People are dying every day from HIV/AIDS.
Right, but they're saying that it's a two-way street, which is true, but Wayne is a celebrity, so he needs to take more precautions on when he's out there laying with all these women.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely right about that, because a lot of them are only laying with him in hopes of getting pregnant because they, you know,
exactly.
Now they're set for life. You figure that Asian girl was a damn, you know, she worked in the nail shop, and now she's at all the biggest parties in Atlanta and everything else. Like, you can see her, like, they have her pictures, like, when she goes to the club now, like, now they're photographing her. She's hanging with Tiny and Toya. And, you know, a year ago, she was just some manicures. So it's just funny because, like you said, when you're a celebrity, you got to watch out because some people are only with you because you are a celebrity. So now she's going to be taken care of. Why? Because she had Lil Wayne's baby.
Right. No, why? Because she found her meal ticket. Hello, eat up.
And Nivea done found 2 of them because her other kids that she has are by the dream. So I'm going to need Nivea to stop sleeping with celebrities as meal tickets. Thank you. So that's another term we need. We need Nivea to stop having sex with celebrities and having babies by them because she's getting paid. She getting money from Dream and she's getting money from Wayne.
Maybe that's her new occupation.
Huh?
Did everybody else do it? Why can't she?
That's the newest hustle for 2009. But, yeah, so with the show about to end, we have about 50 seconds left. I want to thank everyone in the chat room. We had over 11 people in the chat room. I want to thank everybody who called in, everybody who's on the line listening. I appreciate it. You can find me on YouTube. I'm LovelyT2002 on YouTube. So I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm not going to have any shows for the next 2 weeks because of the holidays. So you guys will see me again in 2010. So thanks again for joining us tonight.
All right.
We have about 40 seconds left. We're not going into overtime because we have to work in the morning.
Right.
So
yeah.
We're going to bed after this.
I see.
Uh-huh. We're going to bed after this one.
All right, well, everybody have a blessed night. And T, I will see you tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you later.
Good night, T.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm going to go ahead and hang everybody up. We have 10 seconds left. All right, everybody, good night.
Good night.
Good night. All right.